Hey world, thank you so much for tuning in to yet another episode of the Talia the Mogul podcast. This is your host, Talia the Mogul, and I want to talk a little bit more about your personal relationships with people this episode. A lot of people, if not all of us, deal with or have dealt with very toxic and negative people in our lives. Very narcissistic personalities, self-absorbent, selfish. They don't listen. They're constantly talking over you. So you can never get a word in edgewise. Very condescending characters. And it's very unfortunate that most people really just don't take the time to heal before they deal with others. You know, they don't take the time to truly love themselves. So one thing that I want you guys to realize is that a lot of the time the problem is not you. Okay, it's usually the other person and how they see themselves and what they see within themselves that causes them to act the way they do. Most of the time it comes from very early childhood, right? They were neglected. They didn't have suitable parents to love them in a healthy way. They didn't have both parents in the household. Or the parent that they did have just did not pay them any attention. They were either at work all the time or running after a man or a woman, or, you know, strung out on drugs, etc. I mean, the list goes on and on. And so when you have someone who doesn't know what a healthy relationship looks like, they don't know how to give healthy love because they've never received it. See, what you have to understand is in their mind, they're doing the best they can. And I know it sounds crazy. Treating you like shit is doing the best they can in their minds. But that's how they see it. And see, this is what I hate. The excuse that these people give will be, well, I'm not perfect, as if that's a way to justify the wrongs that they do. Now, I understand not being perfect. But when you are out here making mistakes over and over and over again, it's no longer a mistake, it's a habit. And what it does is it makes you look like a liar. Someone who cannot keep their promises or their word that they will change, if they ever made a promise to change. See, we have to stop comforting people who don't want us to comfort them. Stop catering to people that don't want to be catered to. In their mind, they are doing the absolute best that they can. Seriously. And for us to sit up here and go back and forth with these people is only entertaining them. That's entertainment for them. They take it and they use it as fuel to treat you like shit even more. So honestly, the best way to deal with these types of people is to not deal with them at all. You walk away. And it's funny because a lot of the times they wonder why you walked away. And it's not that you don't care most of the time. It's just that you realize your worth as a human being. And this is whether it's a relationship, a friendship, a family relations, etc., right? In general, you've realized your worth. You realize that you don't deserve to be talked to or treated in that way. And so you leave. I mean, that's the only option there is. They're not going to change because in their mind, they're already perfect, right? In their mind, they're doing everything right. But you know what you deserve. Now, I understand not being perfect, which is the excuse they often use, but there's a difference between not being perfect and just doing dumb shit that you know is wrong. You're old enough, like we're all grown adults here, right? You know right from wrong, period. There's no way around it. When you get to a certain age, you can easily and readily identify what is right. Even not when you get of age. When you're young, you're told, no, that's bad. Yes, that's great. You're doing a great job. No, you shouldn't do this. Yes, you can do that. From an early age, right? So hear me when I tell you, the easiest way and the best way to deal with toxic people is to not deal with them at all. Number two. Being perfect is different from not knowing right from wrong. And we all do know right from wrong. So what you're doing is you're not making a mistake. You're fucking up because you want to. We all have a moral compass. Let's start helping it to guide in the right direction, guys. This is your host, Talia the Mogul. Thank you so much for your time.